Welcome to the Friday, August the 30th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our fifth episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Gaylene Rubin, who is a teacher at Stoutfield Elementary School. Congratulations, Gaylene. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, all right, let's dive into some highlights from an incredible week of school in our district. It has been hot, hot, hot this week with weather well into the 90s. We'd like to thank all of our staff for making some adjustments to keep our students safe as a result of that hot weather. Many of our athletic teams shifted practice to the early morning hours to beat the heat. Recess and outdoor activities were adjusted. Our Area 31 Partnership Day, a huge event that was originally scheduled for earlier today, was postponed until next Friday. And again, just want to say thank you to our staff, our coaches, our trainers, and everybody for pivoting and keeping our students safe. Straight A drive-thrus did continue this week at Lyndhurst and Ben Davis University High School on Tuesday, and then Chapel Hill, Ben Davis High School, and the Ninth Grade Center on Thursday. Well, you've heard me talk often about our MSD of Wayne Township strategic plan, and you might recall one of our focus areas happens to be building and sustaining one community, and we are thrilled to have as our guest today two individuals who are truly doing that here on the west side of Indianapolis in the MSD of Wayne Township. We have with us Rich Jenkins, the president, and Dave Hefner, who is the director of community outreach. David is a Wayne Township resident, has children who have graduated from Wayne Township, but they are both with Wind Supply, which is located here on the west side of Indianapolis. David, tell us a little bit about Wind Supply. Who is it? Where are you located? What do you do? I'm just really excited to let our listeners know a little bit more about Wind Supply.
So Wind Supply is a plumbing and HVAC supply house, and we're located in Park Fletcher here on the west side of Indianapolis in Wayne Township. been in business for over 30 years now. Rich Jenkins is, he's the owner, you know, it's truly a great success story. Started out with three employees over on the east side of Indianapolis and now has over 40 employees and a huge facility that we're getting ready to add on to. We're actually doing a groundbreaking next week for, is it 50,000 square feet? 50,000 square
feet. Wow. And what do you currently have? So adding on 50,000, give us some perspective. What is the current square footage of your location?
That's 90,000 square feet.
Wow. So you have that much need that you're going to increase another 50,000 just to be able to provide the services to your clients.
Right. So it's that new building will have it'll be part of it will be warehouse.
Okay.
We'll also have a fab shop for sheet metal and for repairs. And we're going to be building a brand new training facility that can house 125 people. Mm. So, Rich is making a huge investment in terms of the future. So,
so we know that you work on the commercial side and you do the wholesale. Do you retail out of that location?
Yeah. So we do, either at the counter.
Okay.
So
any of our teachers, any of our listeners who need plumbing supplies.
Yes.
They can go over to Park Fletcher to Wind Supply, walk right in. What are your hours?
So we're 7 to 5,
okay.
Monday through Friday, and we also, we're open 7:30 to 12 on Saturdays.
Okay.
And then we also have a showroom. So if, and in the showroom now, so if you're remodeling, if you're building a new home,
mm-hmm.
Or remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom, you know, we can help with that.
Wow.
And we have a showroom manager.
I was going to say, do you have a designer as well? So yes. If somebody brings in their plans and sits down with you, you can
yes.
give them different designs? And
Yeah. Amanda Andrews is our showroom manager.
Okay.
She's got 17 years of interior kitchen and bath design.
Yeah.
And she's also a Purdue grad.
Boiler up.
I'm a proud Purdue dad.
Yeah.
Both of our girls went to Purdue. And Amanda's a Purdue grad as well. But so we can, yeah, if you've got, whether it's a faucet, garbage disposal, we don't sell dishwashers. Okay. So Dr. Butts was telling us
a little background. Yeah. I just had a discussion about me fixing my own dishwasher, and I probably should have hired somebody from Wind Supply or somebody who works with Wind Supply to come on over and do that.
For repairs and stuff like that, we do what we can to help homeowners.
Excellent.
You know, either at the counter or if there's a need for a faucet or a toilet or whatever, you know, the showroom is a great place to go as well. So,
well, and thank you for sharing that. We're talking about the partnership that has developed, and really this has been somewhat organic. Some of our partnerships are intentional and very focused, and this really has been organic that has grown over time and continues to grow, and wanted to share a little bit about that here today. And one of those things that Wind Supply has done is to identify the MSD of Wayne Township and children in the MSD of Wayne Township for the generosity of some work that you're doing for donations and to provide really some great opportunities for our students. And that all has just grown over time. So do you want to talk a little bit about your efforts that are upcoming with the support that Wind Supply is giving to the MSD of Wayne Township?
So this started last year. We donated a couple of big containers of toys. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to build on that, and so we're doing a golf outing this year. It's going to be September 16th, Monday, September 16th, out at Eagle Creek Golf Course. Yep. And the funds that we raise are going to be in addition to collecting toys, we'll be raising money to donate to Wayne Township and you know for underprivileged children know, here in the school district. So,
and one of the conversations that we've had, so the golf outing, just a reminder, second annual golf outing going to happen on September the 16th. That's coming up here fairly soon. Eagle Creek Golf Club, if you've never been out there, it's a public course, but two different courses, absolutely wonderful place, just on the north side of our district in Pike Township, 56th Street, a great opportunity. We know that none of our employees will be able to golf on that day, but certainly we're going to have some staff out there. They're going to help to register people, and we're utilizing our transition center, students at our transition center to help prepare for that. Just a great partnership there. And as you mentioned, we're going to not only have toys for our students, and we know that we have a great effort that goes on here in Wayne Township around the holidays to provide toys for our children under the trees, but we also talked about the financial donations, and those potentially, we've had an initial conversation to help our children over the winter months, especially with warm clothes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we want to, you know, and a lot of people don't realize the need. Mm-hmm. And so for clothing for children. So we want to do whatever we possibly can to collect as much money or raise as much money as we possibly can and to that end.
And we've talked about that donation is going to be released and revealed actually at an upcoming employee or actually a recognition or a celebration event that you're going to have on December the 10th.
Yes.
For your employees and for your clients, really for the community.
Yes.
It's open to the community. Yep. How many turkeys did we talk about?
125.
125 turkeys. Right. And also some ham.
Ham.
And I believe the ladies from the church are going to provide homemade dessert.
Right. Homemade desserts. And it's just, it's, and there's no charge. This is all something that Wind Supply, that Rich, you know, pays for out of his own pocket.
Wow.
And
I understand our partners at Kroger have a little bit of a stake in this game with helping to provide those turkeys early on. And
right.
We know that Kroger's also been a great partner around Indianapolis and also to Wayne Township.
Okay, yeah. So the Christmas lunch is something that we've been doing for over 20 years, and
wow,
it's grown to a point where, you know, last year we had over 800 people that show up. You know, so in addition to the food, you know, there's sweatshirts and T-shirts and hats and we're giving doing drawings for Milwaukee Tools.
Oh, wow. Those are the red ones.
Yes, the red ones. Yes, the red ones. Not the yellow ones, the red ones.
The red ones, got it.
Very important. Big distinction between Milwaukee and the others.
I know my colors.
Yes. So, you know, we're so it's a lot of fun, and for a lot of plumbers, it's almost like, and for myself as well, it's almost like a high school reunion.
Yeah. Wow.
And, you know, guys that you worked with 30 years ago.
Sure.
And some people that are retired that will come just for this event.
Wow. So and they don't have to be a customer.
No.
Any community member who wants to come by and have some deep fried turkey, some ham, some sides can come out on December the 10th and join for some lunch. Will the new $50,000 or 50,000 square foot facility be done yet?
No.
Okay.
Next year.
Got it.
So for 2025,
we may see some steel up, or may see some concrete, but
Okay. But yeah, we won't be. I wish, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So, and I know that we're not going to have probably a whole lot of our employees that are going to stop by. But for the sake of everyone to understand, even if they want to come by to your showroom, where is Wind Supply located? We said Park Fletcher, but where?
So 5700 West Raymond Street.
5700 West Raymond Street. I believe just down the street from Vice President Brandon Bowman's work. He's over in that area as well. So not necessarily that people want to stop by and see him, but we know that back in that general area here on the west side.
Yeah, so we're right off Executive Drive. So it's really easy to get to, but so between the counter and the showroom, you know, if there's something that we can help you with, we'd love to, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be
remiss, David, if I didn't ask you the question about why, right? So there's lots of areas that Rich and Wind Supply can put their money towards and certainly provide support for. Why this cause and why the MSD of Wayne Township? Why give back to the community in the ways that you are? What does it mean to Wind Supply to be able to do that?
Well, it's, you know, Rich and I are both, big believers in giving back. We've both been blessed in our respective lives, and we feel obligated to share with others, you know, that necessarily can't maybe help themselves.
Yeah.
And so we feel an obligation to give back as much as we possibly can, you know. Living in Wayne Township for almost 30 years, having two daughters go through the school system, we've known you a long time, Dr. Butts.
18 years that I've been here. So, you've been here 30. I've been 18. So.
And it's been a great experience. And the way all the things that are happening in Wayne Township, you know, with the school district, and, you know, we were talking before the our meeting about, you know, the solar panels here, you know, the Ed Center and at the school, at the high school. And, the transportation center is going to be, you know, and it's just, it's like a school district is doing this. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's amazing, you know, that you can see, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but it just progressive thinking, you know, thinking outside the box, if you will, in terms of trying to deal with different challenges, I guess.
Well, we appreciate the mention of some of the energy management work that we've done around the district, currently saving $1.5 million in utility costs through our batteries and our motion sensors and some upgraded systems that we have in the buildings. And, of course, the transition of energy through our solar panels really has allowed us to be able to take those much-needed dollars provided by our community, since we're talking about community, through taxpayer dollars, and put those towards other things than utilities. And so we do appreciate that, and we know that investment that has been made in those energy management projects will last for well beyond many of our careers, and will continue to serve this district for generations to come, we hope. So, yes, it is forward-thinking. I think you have to be that way. It's something that Wind Supply has also done a phenomenal job with, not only with expansion of your current facility, but the partnerships that we're developing here And just want to say a very special thank you from the MSC of Wayne Township to Wind Supply. We look forward to growing this partnership and know that we'll serve more and more children with your generosity. And so thank you.
No, thank you, Dr. Bartz. I appreciate
so
it.
So as we're getting ready to wrap this up, just wanted to reiterate for our staff, why is today's podcast, why are today's guests so important? Well, one, it's a Wayne Township business that continues to give back to our children. Two, it's an opportunity for our staff to begin to think about those students who might be well served and have a conversation with our parent liaisons to make sure that we're identifying those students as these resources come in so that we can make sure to get those resources to the children who deserve them and need them the most. But thirdly, on a personal standpoint, just an employee perk right here, before or after work, can stop by Wind Supply, 5700 West Raymond Street, located in Park Fletcher, really down the street from Maplewood Elementary School, if you're trying to figure out where that is. Just encourage you to consider them in your future opportunities. And certainly, we appreciate all of the generosity. Look forward to attending the golf outing coming up here on September the 16th at 11 o'clock as Shotgun Star. That'll be Eagle Creek. And then December 10th with the... It's not employee recognition.
It's a Christmas lunch.
Community support, yeah. Community, an opportunity to say thanks. Mm-hmm. So certainly several opportunities here for Wind Supply. Wind Supply is our first partner that we've had on our podcast. So I want to thank Dave Heppner. David is, again, Wayne Township resident, parent of Ben Davis High School graduates, serves as the Director of Community Outreach for Wind Supply, and sitting to his left, although silent today, the president of Wind Supply, Rich Jenkins. We thank you both for being here.
Thank you very much.
Just a couple reminders. The Wayne Township Education Foundation traditional grants deadline is coming up on September the 1st. Also, just a reminder, if you've not yet finished your Safe Schools training, your Vector Solutions training, make sure to get that done this weekend. It is a three-day weekend, our Labor Day weekend, one that I always look forward to, and I'm sure you will too. Hopefully you can rest, rejuvenate, relax, and be ready for a four-day week next week. We'll include more information in today's Parent Square message about the Education Foundation. Also, reiterate that the Wind Supply of Indianapolis golf outing is going to happen September the 16th. Still some time there. We will be volunteering, helping with the beginning of that as we work to help support our students with the proceeds from that golf outing. And coming up, good luck to the Giants football team as they travel to Avon tonight to take on the Orioles. Reminder, no school on Monday, September the 2nd. It is Labor Day. Also, Hosts kicks off on Tuesday. We look forward to welcoming mentors back into our buildings. If you see a mentor, make sure to thank them and welcome them into our schools. LAP Family Night happening next Thursday, September the 6th. That will be at Chapel Hill from 6 to 8 p.m. And the rescheduled Area 31 Partnership Day is next Friday, September the 6th. That'll be in the parking lot just next to the 9th Grade Center over at Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis 9th Grade Center, and Area 31. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. And before we wrap up this episode, we want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission to activate and accelerate student learning, and our vision to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great three-day holiday weekend.